stars born right here in Philadelphia, and his name is Bradley Cooper. So how'd you like the movie?
Thanks for coming out.
Bradley, when you see this, when you hear this, from your hometown especially, tell me what goes through your heart and your soul.
You know what? When I was shooting the movie, I sort of dreamt about the idea of bringing it back home, because it's very gratifying for me. So this is a big moment for me. So I can't thank you guys enough.
Zach
Stone
from South Philly. So this is the fourth variation of this movie. What made you want to base your character in the world of country music?
You know, I didn't. It's for you to judge, right? Because that doesn't belong to me anymore. It's your movie now. But I don't see him as a country musician. He's sort of a hybrid. I mean, he takes his hat off when he goes on stage, which I really kind of like. The hat that he wears is sort of to protect himself from the world in a way. But that's also why I wanted his accent to be a place that you really couldn't place it. And the whole Sam Elliott of it all started out by me trying to find a voice that I could work on, and I was listening to a bunch of voices, and then I thought, well, where's Sam Elliott from? He's from Sacramento, California, but his mother was from Texas. That's why he's got this odd accent. And I would always, so I started listening to these interviews of him, and I would work on the voice. And then I thought, well, what if, and I was reading Bruce Springsteen's autobiography, and he was talking about how he stole his father's voice. Mm-hmm. And I used to want to be my father all the time. I used to have a briefcase when I was in kindergarten. And kids would want to beat me up. My sister would beat them up. And it's true. On the bus. She had all this hair, and she'd wear a Phillies cap, and they thought she was a boy. Yeah. And God, I totally lost my train of thought. Oh, Bruce Springsteen. And so that's how that whole relationship was born. I thought, oh, this older brother, and he wanted to steal the voice of his brother, because I didn't want to do a father-son thing. I like this idea of the prodigal son and the other brother who never got the chance, and this little cherub all of a sudden with this gift outshines him. And so I actually asked Sam to come over, and I didn't know what he was going to do, if he was going to be insulted. And he was kind of come over, and I said, I want to play you something. It's an interview you did at the Sundance Film Festival 2 years ago. And he said, okay. And I played it, but it was me doing him in the interview. And I said, here's the idea. And he was kind of blown away by it. And I said, here's the whole idea. And I pitched him the whole relationship. And thank God he said yes.